Blog Talk Radio.
All the praise belongs to you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your protecting hand through the storms and through the rain.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Good time. God, thank you. Our keeper of joy, hope, peace. Shepherd, I need. Thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Our soul said yes to you. Yes to your will and yes to your way.
Yes,
your way. Everything that you want to do. Have your way on this line.
Oh,
good Jesus. And Lord, touch and heal. Miracles.
Touch and heal, touch and heal, sick body.
Touch back trouble. And foot problems in the joints.
So yes.
Body, Lord. Heal in the name of Jesus. Bind the devil. Become hindered. Didn't want you to receive glory because
God is
going to give. God, we wake up and give you glory. Give you adoration. Give you praise.
Yes,
you're the one who deserves all the glory and all
my
the
God,
praise.
My God, oh,
thank you for what you've done.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
So many things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, have your way. Have your way, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Because all things have passed away. You hold all things.
Help me, Jesus. Right.
Because we accepted you as our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thing that you have done, we have been able to be positioned to receive eternal life. Thank you for your daily grace,
thank
for your
you.
Daily mercy.
Thank you.
Power to live.
Lord, I thank
through the Holy Ghost. So,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Bow before you, Lord. Oh, you are Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Helping us to return. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give us a fresh wind.
My soul loves you.
Come against every spirit that's not like you.
I cast it out.
Devil and cast him out.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Just all of these things that put me past the sin.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Nasty attitude. Sickness and strife and confusion. Disobedience. Destructive devices.
Yep.
Every assignment of the enemy. Every camouflage.
Glory.
Let your people receive their blessings.
Dear Lord Jesus, praise you.
Receive their heart's desires.
Dear Lord,
let's just paralyze. Womanly. Heal and deliver. Touch each person on the prayer line. Give them wonderful blessings, we pray.
Lord Jesus.
Families, on their children and grandchildren, minister to their minds. Lord, revolutionize them.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh,
person. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. Let no weapon formed against us prosper. Let no tongue rise against us in judgment. Prosper. Let tongues be condemned. Closer to thee.
Oh, God. In
your name.
Yes, bless.
There is a power in your name.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, God. In your name, Jesus.
Praise your holy name. And Lord, forgive every sin.
Every sin.
In the lives of every person on this
planet.
Mission. sins of omission. And help us to forgive those who have committed transgressions against us. In the name of Jesus. God, we love you and we praise you. Some come, get the ideas, and then try to use them. Hook up with others and try to use them, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Appreciate all things. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless, bless. We rebuke the devourer. Blood of Jesus will stand in against you.
Yes.
Resurrection, blood of Jesus is standing. Thank you again and again and again and again and again and again. We pray this prayer.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my. Lord, there's something spectacular, something wonderful happen on this prayer line. You move when you want to move. And I ask you if you would let it happen. It's spectacular.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Love you for it. We praise you for it. Appreciate it for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And give you the honor and the glory. Thank God. God, thank God. Thank God. And amen and amen. Oh, God. And amen and amen and amen. And God bless all of you on the prayer line. I want you to know that we love you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. I want to welcome all of you who are on the blog, coming from all over the world. We thank God for you. Amen. From Africa, Asia, India, you are. Thank you from Hollywood. And understand we have a large following there. Thank God for you, all of those from all over the country. Thank you so much for being on the prayer line. This is a day that the Lord has made. May I just say thank you also to all the mothers who are praying for me. That means much to me, very much. And thank all of our assistants. Thank God for Lady Betty. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God. Mother Adley Johnson. Amen. That's my 94-year-old mother. That just had a birthday. Amen. And thank God for all of you, all the bishops, the superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. Amen.
Yes. Thank God for
it. Problem on your line. You would check your line. Amen. And if you could eliminate that. Thank God for and I thank God. There you go.
Lucia, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, and
yes, God bless.
Yes. Bless your sister, Gina Hodges.
God bless.
Thank God for Dr. Mary Lacey.
Bless.
For all of you. Amen. I appreciate you, Elder Coates and Elder Davis. Appreciate all of you. God bless you. Please come into my head, not my heart. I don't mean just anybody. How can I forget Julie Hagan, this woman?
God bless her, God bless her. Yes.
And then not only that, she's responsible for the blog line.
Yes, God bless her.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
God bless.
Thank God for you.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful day to give God praise. One of the things we do on this line, we ask everybody and everyone, when we open the line up for praise, you don't try to be sophisticated, but you open your mouth up and give God praise because you owe him that much. You don't even know where death was last night. Your name may have been on the list. God said no. I aren't you glad that you serve a God who can control everything, death and everything?
In the name of Jesus.
You owe him a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every area code, 816 and 901 and 912 and 847.
Thank you, Jesus.
910 and 334 and 516. Keep going on. All of you, 708, all of you owe the Lord some praise.
Yes.
Amen. I'm talking easy right now, but I don't want y'all to come in like me.
Yes.
Amen. Let's take it up. Amen. And give God some praise. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord.
Praise check. And praise check. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bible tells you, make known his deeds, what he's done, his deeds, among the people. Well, the people are here. You make him known, that means you're obeying the word of God. Make known his deeds among the people. Why? Because somebody could hear your praise report and get healed themselves, or get a miracle themselves. Their son may have been in trouble. Yours got out of trouble. You tell it. They can have faith to believe God can do it for them. So I'm opening the line here. Who wants to take the praise report? Jump in there. Won't let a lot of dead time. All right, the line is open to you. Anyone want to take those praise reports? Anyone want to get them? The line is open to you.
God bless you, and good morning, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. Mother Johnson, into the prayer line, that's Dr. Pfeiffer. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. My praise report is thanking God for waking me up this morning, thanking God for how he's blessed us all week long, and thank God for the youth prayer line and the way that the Lord is teaching the children. I can't help but admire the way that they are catching on to the word of God, and they are just encouraging one another. And my praise report is just to give God a thousand praises. Whenever I can, all through the day, just thinking about him, just praising God and blessing his holy name for the prayer line. Thank God for the convention that is coming up. Looking forward to being there in the name of Jesus. If you have a praise report this morning, let's give it. Let's just jump in there and thank God for what he's done for us. I know God has healed and worked miracles on the prayer line. So let's just jump in there. Amen. Who will be the next one to have a praise report?
Let's take about six, if we could.
Amen. God bless you. All right.
Sister Brown, I thank God for waking me this morning.
Bless
thank you for the health and strength in my body, the activity of my limbs, and being enclosed in my right mind. I thank God for everything and for every one of you on the prayer line. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for being in her right mind. Amen. Someone else.
Good morning.
Praise God. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Sister Cassiel, I thank and praise God this morning for his goodness and his supernatural power to keep me in times of trouble and in times of need. I do thank and praise him because he is so good. He is so good. All the time, God is good all the time. And I just thank God for the prayer line and Dr. Johnson and all the staff members and Mother Johnson. I just thank and praise God because he is so good to keep us and been going through some challenges, but I've been on the line and on mute voluntarily and involuntarily. But I thank and praise God because he is good, and I just want you to know that God is not dead. He is still alive. God bless you all today.
Amen.
Amen.
They used to sing that song, God is not dead, he's still alive. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for you, Sister Castile. God bless you. Someone else.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. This is Jennifer, area code 516 from Long Island, New York. Jennifer Williams. I just thank God for this wonderful day. He allowed me to see it, and I want to continue doing his will be done. And I thank God for each and every one of you wonderful children of God that stand and pray for me and my family. I love you all, and words can't express how wonderful people came into my life. It's all God, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Jennifer, and we always love you, and thank God for how he has just, you have grown on the prayer line. Praise God. It's good to see the growth. Amen. See what God is doing. Bless your heart. Someone else, jump in there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Good
this
morning,
is Charlotte
good
Gray.
Good morning. Bless you.
Chiming in. 816 area code. My praise report is today. I'm off mute. The last 3 weeks that my daughter had, we had prayed, guys, for her to be off of the asthma. If you guys remember, she's 9 now, so she only has to do the asthma in the morning. So she went from twice a day to just having the treatment once a day. So that's one of the praise reports. The second praise report is I'm just thanking God. That rejection for your protection is still in me within 2014. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 Jesus. That's my praise report for today.
All right. You keep thanking him. More miracles will take place in your family. Praise God and thank God for you. It's good to hear your voice this morning. Amen. Someone else want to jump in and just glorify God just for a second.
Good thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Good,
yes.
Good, good. Good morning. This is Mother Franklin all the way from Fayetteville, North Carolina, area code 910. I'm glad to be on the line this morning. I've been on the line, but I've been blocked out, whatever you call that. Praise God, but I've been listening in. And I just thank God. God is a good God. I thank God for another birthday. Praise God. I'm 69 years old. And I thank God for that. God has been good to me. Praise God. He has done great things for me wherever I'm glad. And I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for the many prayers. Thank God for Dr. Johnson. Amen. And his prayer, he's a praying man. And I believe in miracle. God is yet a miracle worker. Continue to pray for Mother Franklin.
God bless you, Mother Franklin. Every time you have a birthday, God blesses and birth a new vision into your body, into your future.
Thank
so
you.
God bless you and just continue to praise God. Amen.
Yes,
God bless
Amen.
You and thank God for another birthday.
Yes,
Amen.
Ma'am.
Yes, thank God. One more.
9.
All right.
This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This
I
is
will.
Amen. I just want to thank God for the prayer line for Dr. Johnson and his staff. I just thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind. I just want y'all to pray for me.
Amen. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Thank God for everyone this morning. I'm not sure if that's 6 or the limit, but God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and thank God for everyone jumping in there with those praise reports this morning. That's how it should be, just like popcorn. Amen. We should have so much to say about the Lord until the Lord tell us, wait a minute, take a break. Praise God. But we love him so much that we just have to let him know that we love him. God bless you. In the back of your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Dr. Piper. You did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. And enjoying those praise reports, my God.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Anybody else? You got one?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
Mother Johnson. Go ahead,
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. I want to honor the Lord this morning and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and all the people of God. I'm just so glad to be a part of the prayer line. Glad because the Lord woke me up early this morning, and I tell you, I was ready when the prayer line come on. I'm just thanking God because for another birthday, 94 years old, still closing my right mind, have a mind to serve the Lord and nothing else. I just want to be a little closer walk with him, closer walk with the Lord, a deeper depth in him. And I tell you, I just praise and magnify the Lord because I know he's real. Whatever we take him to be, he can do that. So pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life. And I want to thank God for each of you that has sent Mother gifts, Mother Johnson gifts, and thank you for thinking about me. And I praise God for every one of you, and I want you to know that I call your name to the Lord, and I'm praying for you, so you keep me on your prayer list. And
yes.
Keep on praying for Mother Johnson, God, get the glory out of my life. God bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
If it had not been for the Lord, it would have been on my side. Where would I be today? Bless God, everybody on the prayer line this morning. I'm giving God the praise. This is Evangelist Scroggins from 816 area code. Ain't nobody but the devil trying to stop me getting on this line this morning. He allowed my phone to disconnect so that I would miss the praise report. He kept me sleep 2 days in a row. Good God Almighty, because I get off work at 3:30 in the morning, and I was determined. And when I get up, I'm like, oh, my God, I missed the prayer line. And they always seem to be waking me at 6:05. When I get up at 6:05, because I be trying to fight to sleep so I can stay woke. But I'm pressing. I'm pressing anyhow. I ain't been to sleep. I said, I'm determined. Devil, I ain't going to sleep this morning. I'm going to get on this line. And it wasn't nobody but God. They kept me going all night, drove my car home, let me make it safe and sound. I got a little sleepy on the road, but God woke me up with the angels, and we got to praise him and kept it moving. I bless God for everybody on the line. I just want you all to know that God is still good.
Listen.
He's still trying to work. But he's just mad at me, Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, Sister Gina, and everybody. He's mad at me, Dr. The praise that we had on Sunday. But y'all just bless God for me, and I'll bless God for you, and let's keep praising him.
Bless him.
He's the Lord. All right. God bless all of you. I heard somebody else. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. This is 334, Sister Lily Mays in Alabama. God bless all of you. I praise you, Lady Betty, Mother Atlee Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, Dr. Lacey, just all of you on the prayer line. God, I praise God for all of you. You know, last night, I'm so glad I could get in, Dr. Johnson, and all of you. I had a little problem going to sleep, and I realized that I had planted my mother flowers all yesterday, and I hadn't given God his thousand of praises. And the Lord spoke to me, and I started praising God at 9:30, and I praised him till 11:30. And the Lord just brought me right on to sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. What a difference it makes in my life, in my family life. I just praise God for you. Just keep on praising the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's my praise report. God bless all of you.
God bless you. God bless you. Well, you must have given God around 5,000 praises last night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
My goal that we're leading this campaign to give God 100 billion praises. It's possible. Amen. It may not be your vision. It's a vision that the Lord gave to me, and he showed me what to do and how to do it. Working on it, and it's going to come. That it's going to come to pass. Oh, I loose that on earth.
Thank you.
It's going to come to pass. Amen. God bless you. You know, count not meager things as small things. Amen. You have to look and see visions. Man, God gives visions. It may not be big as it seems like it's going to be at first. You just hang around and see what God does. Amen. I'm a visionary. I am. A lot of work. Some people don't like for me to talk about what God has done in the past. And you get to the future with great, 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 marvelous things. Remembering what the Lord did in the past. No, we'll forget that prayer breakfast we had in Texas. My wife was there. And we started out with 8 people. And 2 months later, we ended up with 8,000 people at the convention center. Those are the words and the numbers the convention center gave me, not my numbers. They said we had 8,000 there. Oh, you should have seen them. about $60,000. And we're now down to around $6,000. Amen. God has done marvelous and wonderful things, and I give him the glory. So we're having to do that, and then coming up, and I want to be debt free. Mother Franklin, thank you for that. And also, who was it? Dr. Stern, yeah, who asked the Lord to make us debt free. I appreciate that so very, very much. That's so wonderful. I'm tired of having burdens on me like that. Amen. The Lord is able to lift them. So I haven't been selfish. I've done it all for the glory of God, and I've done it all for you. And then we try to make everything comfortable for you and be a blessing to you. And so we want to move forward, and we want to raise money so we can take care of the upcoming convention. Amen. The upcoming convention, and if you would help us, it would be an answer to prayer. Answer to prayer. You would be a part of being an answer to prayer. Would be a blessing to you. Amen. Yeah, I don't want to block you from being awesomely blessed, because anybody who gives the first fruits and helps the Lord get these billions of praises, as well as through the convention where we'll seek to give him those billions of praises, you will be awesomely blessed. And he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. And he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Amen. I want to give it to the hands of those council members who will take it. If not, then I'll continue. Amen. I'm not going to have lax time here. But if you want to do it, the line is open to you. Anyone?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line. This is Sister Gina. And I just want to jump in here very quickly and say, we all know that we get up every morning and this prayer line is here for us. I've been on this prayer line since day one, and I don't recall ever a morning getting up and it not being here. We've been blessed on this prayer line. You heard our leader say that we do have some expenses that we want to take care of. We also want to be able to go into the 2014 conference already with the bills already paid on that account. So in order to raise this money for this event, for the convention center, this is not the offering for Dr. Johnson. This money is designated for the First Fruit Billion Praise Convention. And we're going to ask at this time that those of you that would be willing to, we ask you on Tuesday to pray about it. The Lord laid it on your heart to seed into this ministry. We're going to open up the line right now for you all to just say, hey, I'll make a pledge. I will commit to making a pledge. If you don't want to say it openly on the air, you can call Dr. Johnson. There are really a lot of means. Dr. Stern has given us an option on how to do it online with Walmart, MoneyGram, credit cards, however you want to do it. But we're going to ask this morning for some pledges. If you don't give your pledge today, continue to pray about it. I know some of you may be on fixed income or something, but pray on it. We need to get these monies in here. We have a deadline that we have to meet to secure our spot and also clear up the overhead. And as we open up the line for this pledge, I'm going to start the pledge off with my pledge off with $200 to the ministry. Is there anyone else that want to say something?
Good morning,
Evangelist Wendy, the scribe.
God bless you. Just one moment. I will give you. I am sending in $100 myself, and we just want to be supportive. I will do that. That should be there no later than Saturday. Dr. Johnson can count on that. And then I will be sending something else, try and do it again in the next week or two. So God bless you. And I have enjoyed the prayer line so much so, and I know it has blessed me, and I know a lot of prayers and miracles have taken place on this prayer line where we don't mind giving. So we want to give whatever we can. Nothing is too small. and you don't have, if you don't have 100 or 200, give what you can. If you have to send it in the mail, you say, well, I don't feel like going to Walmart, just stick it in the mail. It will get there. But we do need your help for the convention. And if you notice, even the convention, there's no respect of person. Everyone there is recognized. Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, I tell you, Lady Betty be out there, and you would think she was part of the employees at the hotels that we have, because she actually be out there hands-on, first hands-on, working diligently throughout the convention. So we want to relieve her of some of those duties this time and do our part, and just make that pledge. Nothing is too small. Like I said, you can call on the line that he's given you, call the number, make your pledge, and let's be a blessing to First Fruit, just like First Fruit is blessing us. God bless you. And I'm sorry, Evangelist Scroggins. Go ahead. God bless you, and thank you.
Yes, ma'am. No problem, Dr. Carson. God is good all the time. God has already placed on my heart, and I've been off the line for so long, and it hurts my I just don't know how hurt I was the last couple of days that I just kept missing. But to God be the glory. I just want to tell the Lord thank you, because he gave me, put me back to work just in time. And I made a vow to the Lord the day I started my job. And I told the Lord I was already, and he gave me a number right then and there. So on my first payday, I'm going to have call you, Dr. Johnson, or however it goes, I'm MoneyGram, $500 on the 31st. And I'm making a vow to the Lord. So, it's bad to make a vow and don't keep it. I'm going to keep my vow. And then God told me to sow another $500, which would be $1,000. And I'm a very little person, but I bless God for the big seeds that he gave me and a big heart to go out and do what needs to be done. You guys just don't know how much I miss this line. And you know you can't pay for a word. We know salvation is free. But when something is real and you know the Holy Ghost is moving and you know how, my good God Almighty, I'm just lost for words this morning. I'm just blessing God. I knew the enemy wanted me to keep missing this call. I mean, this line for something, you know, because I didn't know the pledges had already went forward. But I bless God. I got in on time. So it's a blessing. It's better to give than even to receive. So I just want y'all to keep me lifted in prayer and allow God to do what he do through me, because I'm meaning to be an awesome blessing through the help of the Lord on this year of a prayer conference. To God be the glory. You can put me down, Sister Gina, for $1,000, me and my family.
Line unmuted.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much, Evangelist Scroggins. Is there someone else?
Yes, this is Prophetess Stiff from area code 870, and you can put me down for $400. Between now and June. And I like to say to everyone, we understand that you have other obligations. You have a commitment to your church, to what you do in the communities, and this is not taken away from this. You just planted another seed. Now, I have to say for Gail, I have to budget everything that I do because of my hands and everything. So I started my pledge last week on Friday. I've already sent 100 last Friday. So this Friday, my gift that I will be sending will either be $50 or $25. But I'm adding it up. It's tax deductible. You cannot beat God's given. So we don't measure what someone else is doing. See what you're giving and keep planting the seed. And I just believe that God, I know that he will answer your spoken request and your unspoken request. And I like to add to what's already been said, just attending the conference. There is an experience. There is new sisters and brothers in the Lord that you're going to meet. And I don't want to say anything more, because you have to get there to understand what I'm talking about. It's a different presence. It's an elevation in ministry and everything. You're going to receive it. And, oh, my God, Lady Betty, you are something else in the Lord, I tell you. I'm hoping this year you'll be able just to sit down and be served. God bless all of you, and you have my pledge in by Friday.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Stitt. Is there someone else?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you
God
hear
bless
me, Tina?
Yeah. Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
I want to donate $200.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Lucille. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Come on, Saints, let's jump
yes.
in here. We still have to get our prayer
yes,
request.
This is Sister Rush. I just got on. I couldn't get on. I want to make a pledge. Sister Rush,
right.
I want to make a pledge.
All right. Thank you, Sister Rush. Anyone else? Anybody else want to commit to their pledge today? Amen. We thank God for those that did
you,
speak
Jesus.
Up.
Mother
We're going to ask
you
all. I'm
Jesus.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Mother Digby, I'm going to make a pledge of $100.
Thank you, Mother Digby. God bless you. Anyone else?